This segment is proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.
Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate today to have in our midst the senior scholar in the country, the Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, to address us, inshallah. We ask all the brothers, inshallah, and the sisters, and the listeners at home also to pay attention and benefit from the discussions of our great scholar, inshallah. فليتفضل مسكون
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, our beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, is the 17th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447. We are here in Masjid Ibadur Rahman, which is 12 years old, in Uttanaik in the Eastern Cape, beautiful, wonderful Masjid. Almighty Allah reward all the Imams, all the Trustees, all the Muswallis. Barakallahu feekum, Jazakallahu khairan. Our topic for today, I have 25 minutes left, so inshallah is one only, and that is Masjidul Aqsa. The history, the virtues, the challenges, and what will happen in future. So everything is enshrined in the noble Quran and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. From the outset, those of you who speak the Arabic language, all of you should be reading the following book written by one of our Palestinian scholars, Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniyya. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniyya. That is one of the best books you will find in the Arabic language for the current situation. And if you don't know Arabic, then even today I sent it out on all my groups and so forth. Read the book Jerusalem, the key to world peace. Jerusalem, the key to world peace. And if you want it, you just contact me. We'll send it to you, PDF, inshallah. Let us start with the history, my brothers. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked that which is the oldest masjid. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, Masjidul Haram. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Thumma ayyu, then which one, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said Al Masjidul Aqsa. And the gap and the intervening period, arba'ina sana, arba'ina ama, 40 years between the two. So the question arises that who built this masajid? So it was Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. He is the first bani, the first person among human beings to build Masjid Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. And the first one to build Masjidul Aqsa. As time progressed, then Baytullah fell into ruins, and all Allah speaks of it in the noble Quran. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, his beloved son Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, they reconstructed it and rebuilt it and cried to Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Who rebuilt Masjidul Aqsa? The hadith is mentioned in Sunan Nasa'i. He, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, after rebuilding Masjidul Aqsa, requested and begged Almighty Allah and made three du'as and supplications. Du'a number one, chapter number 38 and verse number 35. رب هب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي إنك أنت الوهاب. Ya Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom that you will not grant anybody such a kingdom after me. He had sovereignty, authority over the birds, over the ants, over the wind, and so many other creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. But we see one day he also had to pass away. Second dua he made, Uwatihu hukmi hukmak, Ya Allah, when I pass a verdict, it must concur and agree with your judgment. Today in English, when we were young and we were in school, they would tell us, you need the wisdom of Solomon to unravel this knot. It's taken from this hadith, the wisdom of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Quran speaks of it. He, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, and Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam. One incident with Dawood wa Sulaiman idh yahkumani fil harth. So there's a farm, like how we got Quantum, mashallah, very beautiful. I just come from there. Allah Ta'ala reward Abu Yusuf Jiva and his family and all of them. So mashallah, now the animal from the neighboring farm came and they caused damage to all the crops and ours and what have you. So they went to Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, he passed the verdict. After that they passed the chamber of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, they asked him, he passed a different verdict on the same issue. What Allah Ta'ala said? وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. That both of them we gave them knowledge. Both of them we gave them the power they could pass verdict and judgment. But whose was a better judgment? So in Islam you can have multiple truths. You can have 2-3 verdicts, Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali. It can happen. But the better one, Allah says, فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانِ. We gave a profound, deeper understanding to him, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. So that is the judgment and the verdict, that his verdict will always agree and concur with that of Almighty Allah. Third one, you South Africans, Somalians, from wherever you come, Malawi, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Arab countries, pay attention to the third dua. Man ata hazal bayt, who comes to this masjid, Masjid al-Aqsa, the 36 acres, the big walls, if you've been there. La yuridu illa salata fi. You come for no hidden agenda, ulterior motive. Just to perform salat there. Then kharaja min dhunubihi ka yawmin waladatu ummuhu. That will happen, that you will be cleansed of your vices and sins like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. 1989, my wife and myself performed Hajj. After that, we went to Aqsa al-Mubarak the first time. So there was a brother there, we had to do some shopping. So obviously, we were speaking to him in Arabic. So he asked me, from where you come? I said, Junubi Africa, South Africa. He said, why you came here? I said, to perform Salat in Aqsa. It wouldn't register with him. He said, no business, no family, no friends. I said, nothing. I know you, I don't know anybody else. So he smiled. So he took out the frame and gave it to me. That frame also got lost somewhere. On that frame was written, Fatahaha Umar ibn al-Khattab, conquered by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an in the year 16th year after Hijrah, corresponding to 636, the Gregorian calendar. وَحَرَّرَهَا صَلَاحُدِّينَ, and then liberated by Saladin Salahuddin. For 88 years, my brothers, sisters, children, Masjid al-Aqsa was closed because of the Salbiyin, the Crusaders, the Christians. No Jummah Salat, no Salat, nothing. After 88 years, Almighty Allah chose a non-Arab, a man who would not smile. He never saw Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. He said, what is there for me to smile when our holy lands are Al-Ardul Muhtalla, they occupied territory. And then after 88 years, he climbed on the minbar of Nuruddin Zanki. made of wood, not one nail was knocked into. And how did he start the khutbah, brothers and sisters, after 88 years? Your masjid is 12 years old. I asked my brother Hafiz Muhammad Shukri now, whilst we are coming to the masjid, how old is Masjid Ibadur Rahman? He said 12 years. So after 88 years, now the khutbah is resuming. When he started the khutbah, Salahuddin Ayyubi, the starting of the khutbah and sermon was, فَقُتِيَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The remnants and relics of the enemies all have been cut to shreds and so forth. And we praise Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So that is your history of Masjidul Aqsa. And the virtues, man ahalla bihajjatin aw umratin min al-Masjidil Aqsa, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi wa ma ta'akhkhara wa wajabat lahu al-jannah. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood and mentioned by Umm Salama, the honorable wife of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that she states, he habibuna rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever fastened ihram there at Masjidul Aqsa, inside the compound, then three things will happen for you. You fasten ihram for Umrah or Hajj, now it's Umrah season. So your previous sins will be forgiven, your future sins will be forgiven, and inshallah you will enter Jannat al-Firdaus also. My brothers, sisters, make that intention. You want to go for Umrah? You want to go for Hajj? MashaAllah, you go. Perform all your Hajj, your Umrah, your Ziyarat in Medina Munawwara. But after that, then what? It's necessary, essential for us to show our solidarity with the Palestinians. The world, the Arab countries have forsaken them. Hamas took on the might of America, the might of Israel, the might of Britain, the might of Germany, the might of India. All of them were colluding against Hamas. But Hamas stood firm. I'm not saying. When you want to debate and discuss, you must use what your enemy says. The Haaretz newspaper is the largest newspaper, English newspaper in Israel, Al-Ardul Muhtalla, occupied Palestine, we should call it. But for you, I'm using the word Israel. They write there, Hamas has already obtained their objectives. In the why not, the newspaper or the Hebrew newspaper, they wrote Hamas won and Israel lost. This is what the enemies are writing. So imagine. But now, my brothers, that you also have to play your role. You can't just be going to Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. Thousands of Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, their Milad Mubarak, honorable birth, took place there in Palestine. People, the Christians, asked them, Jesus, peace be upon him. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam's Nami Nami Isme Grami, honorable name, is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, her honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the Quran. The only lady whose name is mentioned explicitly in the Quran, chapter 19, 98 verses in that surah. So, ask the Christian today, ask the Jutla. I told you last night, Jutla means Jew. Story time. Your next stories. Where's our Yusuf Jiva? You must listen to the story by Yusuf. So there, yesterday when I slept there in Kwantu, I slept Wednesday night and last night. So I did program with the radio, and then after that, you see. So Fajr Salat, me and my wife, you know, I give azan, I'm the imam. Then I took out my kitab to read Quran, all that. So my wife opened the curtain to, we must see nicely, you know, sunrise and everything, you know, beautiful, magnificent. So I saw a small sticker there, beware of the monkeys. You must keep the door closed, just now the monkeys come inside. So I locked it properly. So three monkeys came. They looking at me and I'm looking at them. Then they started kissing one another. And I'm smiling. So I'm trying to decipher which one is the Jutla and which one is the Jutli. Which one is the Jew and which one is the Jewess. Because Quran Kareem states, chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Allah made them in swines and Allah made them in monkeys. You see that? So I was working that out, and then in that they ran away after kissing one another. So it was a nice story, you know, so this type of thing. So carry on, you must remember that. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, we must take lessons from Aqsa. You see Umm Salama, she herself in Ibn Majah is mentioned, she went to Aqsa from Medina Munawwara. Fasten Ihram day, Ihram for ladies are normal clothing. And from there she performed Umrah, Hajj, whatever she wanted to perform. So we must have that zeal, enthusiasm. We want to go there and so forth and so forth. It's our first Qibla. Thousands of Anbiya are buried there. So when you encounter a Jew Christian, ask him, who is Jesus? Who is Maryam? Maryam al-Batul. Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha left the toxic society and went to a pure place, Baytul Lahmin, and there she gave birth in Bethlehem, right, miraculously to Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Maryam al-Azra, Mary the Virgin, who read Surah Maryam and present it to any Christian and Jew and ask them, which Bible of yours shows so much respect and reverence to her? Therefore we venerate them. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus is Palestinian. O Christians, Mary the Virgin, Maryam al-Batul, Maryam the one who was away from the toxic society and protected herself and her honor and her chastity. So remember, she was a Palestinian. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam was dark in complexion. Allama Qastalani rahimahullah writes, Ka'annahu rajulun sudaniyun. He is like a person from Sudan, Khartoum, Darfur and those places. But Allah, wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tuzillu man tasha. Allah mentioned Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam's name, Nami, Ismigrami, 136 times in the Noble Quran. No prophet, no messenger's name is mentioned so many times in the Quran, like that of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Now it is time for departure. So what he does? He cries to Allah, Ya Allah, let me pass away next to Masjidul Aqsa. So do we ever make dua like that? Ya Allah, let me pass away there in Makkah Mukarramah. You saw last week what happened. The man from Pinoni Lakefield, he's reading Salah day inside Riyazul Jannah. In sujood he passes away in Masjidul Nabawi, in Riyazul Jannah. And then his name, Shihabuddin, you see. So imagine, so they asked his son, what great quality, what was the secret of your father? Said, my father used to smile with everybody, not ever the woman, now with the men. So you will tell you to smile, you will see, I smile with all the young girls also. You see. And second one, he used to give a lot of charity, you see. So that was, so Allah loved it. Allah gave him such a death inside Medina Munawwara, inside the masjid, and in the best part of the masjid, and in sajda, in sujood. You see, brother, that is Allah. Go open Bukhari Sharif, bi rabbi hajarin, a stone's throw away from there is Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam is buried there. The, I've been five times with Allah, the Jutlas, they don't allow me now. They say, AK, you're a big troublemaker. So I told them, I don't have an AK-47, I only have AK-255. So they got mad with me. They say, what you mean you got AK-255? I say, AK Ayatul Kursi. And verse number 255. You see? So Ayatul Kursi is more powerful than the AK-47. You see that? So you must, they can get out from here and they stamp the passport, never come back. You know Jutla. So anyway, you know Jutla, ne? Jew, yeah, Zionism. So anyway, the point I want to make is this, that you must go. Show your solidarity with them. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahabi student came. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inni ajidu fi qalbi al-qaswa, my heart has become a heart, you see, and like harsh. Show me something, my heart can melt, Ya Rasulullah. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Imsah yadaka ala ra'asil yateem, put your hand on that orphan child. Wa'at'imil masakeen, and you go and feed the poor and destitute and needy people. Rawahu Tirmidhi. You go, you got so much money. Your zakat, your sadaqah, your other money, lillah, whatever you got, Go to Palestine. There are thousands of yatama and orphans, and you will find them there. You see the sadness in the eyes. Which person will come and put his hand on my head? Who will come and give me a ED? Who will come and give me a present? My father passed away. Some cases the mother also passed away. And they called it Darul Aitam. I gave lectures there many a time with Allah's help. Go to the orphanages there in Palestine and go and see what is happening. How many poor people there? These jutla, shaitans, they destroy their business, they destroy their olive gardens, olive orchards, they destroy the masajid, they destroy the churches, everything you see in Gaza. So my brothers, now you need to understand the modern challenge that is happening. This is called Ijazul Quran, the miracle of the Quran. I want to draw your attention to something else which majority of you, I'm sure, you're not aware of. From Masjid al-Aqsa, because of their checkpoints, taftish, they call, so it takes 1 hour, otherwise it's half an hour drive. To go to Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, when you enter Khalilur Rahman, the size is about this, the inside. And when you enter on the left-hand side, you will find Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, he's buried there right inside. Then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, his beloved son. Then Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, his honorable grandson. And their honorable wives are buried next to them. It is, pay attention, 15 Ramadan, Friday morning, 1994. You see this guy, Itamar Ben Gwe, the minister of security police, biggest shaitan. He entered Masjid al-Aqsa this week also, and he took his followers settlers. So his best friend was Baruch Goldstein. Baruch Goldstein entered Fajr time in Ramadan, masjid packed to capacity. People just finished their suhoor, their pre-dawn meal, and they're reading salat. Baruch Goldstein comes, the Israeli police, they allowed him, they all work together. He took out his Uzi, while the people were in ruku and sujood, he started shooting them indiscriminately. In the masjid, 29 of them became martyrs in the masjid. The eventual death toll, those who succumbed to the injury, was 70. So in total, plus minus 70 people became shuhada and martyrs. I went to the masjid 89, 92. This incident took place 94. When I went 98, 2000, again 2002. So that was my 5 trips. So then we see they partitioned it. And every year now they're stealing more and more from our masjid. The front portion they say is for you Muslim, but we're taking the back portion. What the Muslim can do? So that is jutla. So brothers, sisters, wake up. They call us the Clinton plan. So they want to partition Masjid al-Aqsa also, as they partition Masjid Khalilur Rahman in Hebron. They say you take the front portion and the back portion, what Qubbatul Sakhra, the dome of the rock, that we will take the jutlas, la'natullahi alayhim, and we will demolish this dome of the rock, Allah forbid, and replace it with Haikal-e Sulaimani, the temple of Solomon. But Quran is telling us something else. Quran is telling us, read my brothers, chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse 104. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. When you come nearer and nearer to the final promise of Allah, they call it Armageddon, we say Qiyamah and so forth, and Ashratu Sa'ah, the signs of Qiyamah. So Allah says we will bring them in groups and groups. The Americans are there, the Europeans are there, the Australians are there, the New Zealand guys are there, South African jutlas are there. One South African went to Aqsa. You know, at the border they harass you. So they asked him, you know Jews? He said, 100%, I know many of them. He said, where you know that? He said, South African Jews, they left South Africa after democracy. I know their name. He started giving. They phoned one guy. They asked, you know this South Africa? He said, 100%, we were good friends. You see? So they got a shock when he said, I know many jutlas. They all ran away. So Allah's divine system is bringing the Jews to one place. There are 20 million in the world. 8-9 million, half of them are there. But now they're running away from there also. So Isa alayhi salam and Hamas and our Mujahideen don't have to go look for them. We put them nicely in one place and eliminate them. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Understand, my brothers? Allah says, chapter 17, verse 7. How did ayat I read now? فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. See what Allah says. This is still going to happen. Hamas was just the muqaddamah, the introduction. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. When the final promise of Almighty Allah comes, لِيَسُوءُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. The Muslim army will disfigure the faces of the jutlas. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. And they will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time during the time of Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warda. Today Jummah, half the people want to come in, they don't allow you. They'll say, Mamnu, Mamnu, get out from here. They're sitting with their guns there, what our people can do? وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. And all the pride and arrogance they got with the American veto, 6 times they vetoed the ceasefire. So Allah says, Allah will crush all the pride and arrogance of this. Go to one hadith in Muslim Sharif, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تقوم ساعة. Qiyamah will not come. Hatta yuqatil al-Muslimun al-Yahud. Till the Muslims fight the Jews. Fayaqtulahum. And they'll defeat the Jews. Hatta yakhtabi al-Yahudiyu khalf al-hajar wa shajar. So much so the jutla will hide behind the trees and behind the stones. And the tree and the stone will say, Ya Abdullah ta'al. O Muslim, come here, come here. Khalfi Yahudiyun. Behind me is a jutla. Behind me is a jutli. فَقْتُلُهُ. Eliminate him. Even I don't want the shaitan behind me. We believe in it. It's a sahih hadith this. You see, brothers? إِلَّا الْغَرْقَدْ. Except the gharqad tree. Yeah, I was very young, you know, but my father, Allah gave them Jannatul Firdaws, to bring a lot of newspapers. I had that passion for reading. So there was that guy, you must remember, his one eye was patched up, you see. So you must remember the general and a big army guy, you know. So you must remember the of Israel. So you must go read his biography. He says, we know one day we will lose it, but the hadith of the Muslims teach us, إِلَّا الْغَرْقَدْ. The gharqad tree. فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ شَجَرِ الْيَهُودِ. So therefore we plant the gharqad tree everywhere. At least this tree might save us. See, brothers, how much reading they do. How much reading you do. So my message is there, my time is exhausted. Every one of you start doing some serious reading. Playing with your cell phone the whole day, sending emails to the females. The men busy with Hollywood, the woman busy with, you understand, Bollywood. The children busy with Robin Hood. It's not going to help you, you must remember. Just wasting time. So do some serious reading, Iqra. Second one, make intention, Ya Allah, take us to Masjid al-Aqsa, our first Qibla, Ya Allah. And third one, be like a Palestinian. My mother, my sister, who is the backbone of this whole jihad of the Palestinians? I met Hamas. It's the ladies, it's the mothers. What sacrifice? They lost their husband, they lost their parents, they lose their children. They say, Alhamdulillah. We're happy, Ya Allah. My son is accepted for Shahada and martyrdom. When they come in their groups, they say, I heard this, I saw this. Look at the jazbah, the zeal they got. Me and you, if a crook come by the house or the shop, Allah forbid, with a water pistol, our huzu will break. What say, Ya Allah? You see that? So you must remember. They say, بِالْرُوحْ بِالْدَمْ نَفْدِيكَ يَا أَقْصَى. Oh Aqsa, we will fall, but inshallah, we will not allow you to fall. That is the Ummah. When this Ummah comes onto them, Hamas said, we don't want your help. Hamas told them that we place our trust in Allah. 10,000 took on, 100,000 Jutlas injured, and they're out now. They can't fight, finish. Over 10,000 Jutlas dispatched to hell. This is the barakah of Hamas. You see this lecture I'm giving now? It is recorded by the Jutlas, the Jews, they record every lecture of mine. While coming here to your euthanic from Quantu, I had to pull the car up, you see. Why? Because I have to translate the khutbah from Makkah every Friday. Bandar Balila gave khutbah today. He gave a good khutbah. He made dua for Palestine. He made dua against the Jews. He used the word Jew. He made dua against the Zionists, Sahayina. But I asked him, Ya Bandar, he got his chamchas and sidekicks, they passed the message on. Why you don't make dua for Aqsa? It's our haramain, but the imams don't want to make dua for Aqsa. What excuse you got, my Muslim brother, Muslim sister? I'm asking you. You understood, Sheikh Musa? You can't be eating samosas the whole time. So you must remember that it is very nice, our Sheikh Musa. So may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. May Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah protect all our masajid. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله الحمد لله الملك الديان القوي سلطان الحنان المنان الذي كل يوم وفي شان أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سرا وإعلان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم معاشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحافلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا منهم ذي الأصل العريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بصدق وصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين الملعونين أينما كانوا وحيثما كانوا اللهم اجدود واتقى على جيوش إسرائيليين وأمريكيين وهنديين وألمانيين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا فالله خير حافظ وارحم الراحمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة Straighten the rows, brothers, please. And switch off all the cell phones, please. All the people upstairs. Is upstairs also, is it? There is upstairs. No upstairs. All right. So maybe wherever you are, inshallah, just switch off all the cell phones. Straighten the serfs, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا
الله أكبر
سبحان الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما، قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة، والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا لك الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين، وهذا البلد الأمين، لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم، ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا ربنا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر تحيات السلام السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام عليك أعوذ السلام حينا ربنا بالسلام وادخلنا دار السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وانصر المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم في غزة وفي فلسطين اللهم أيد مسجد الأقصى اللهم انقذ المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين اللهم اهزم عدو المسلمين فإنهم لا يعجزونك يا قوي يا جبار صل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين